Discover nature this week as you learn about a most unattractive invasive species. Rock snot. The name says it all, doesn't it? Also known as Didymo, rock snot is a type of algae that forms dense mats on stream bottoms. The infestation nearest to Missouri is in the White River just south of the Missouri-Arkansas border. The jury is still out concerning Didymo's possible ecological effects. It definitely is bad news for anglers, though. Stringy algae threads catch on hooks from dry flies to crankbaits, making fishing nearly impossible. Contamination of recreational equipment such as boats, life jackets, and fishing gear, particularly waders, is the most common way for Didymo to spread. To avoid spreading rock snot, Missourians can take preventative action on their own right now. Remember the sequence: check, clean, dry when you leave a waterway. First, check all gear and equipment and remove any visible algae. Do not dispose of algae by putting it down a drain or into bodies of water. Next, clean all gear and equipment with a solution of 2% bleach, 5% salt water, or dish detergent. Allow all equipment to stay in contact with the solution for at least 3 minutes. Soak all soft items such as felt-soled waders and life jackets in the solution for at least 20 minutes. Then, dry all gear and equipment in the sun for at least 48 hours. Replacing felt-soled waders with rubber-soled models also reduces the risk of spreading rock snot and other invasive species. For more information about Didymo, go online to MissouriConservation.org and do a search for rock snot. This is Candace Davis, hoping you discover nature in Missouri this week by learning to identify and prevent the spread of this invasive species.
Support for Discover Nature is provided by a generous grant from the Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation.